Hello, everybody. This is Michael Anthony Johnson, and we have, who else we have here on the line with us? Now, as my co-host, anyways, who is this here?
Obinna Njoku.
All right. Where are you from?
From Nigeria.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, just a little bit about just your life. Not the whole thing, because we want to introduce you at one point, but just tell us, you know, what you think about God and what he's doing in this world right now. We're going to introduce our incredible guest in a few minutes, but just I want you to introduce you to Obi. Just about you, what you think about God, what he's doing in your life right now.
My humble self. God is good.
Yes, yes.
Like we say all the time.
All the time.
He's good. His grace abounds mm-hmm. more than we expect.
Yeah.
Okay, and he is not looking at our mistakes.
Right.
Our shortcomings.
Yep, that's right.
And our misgivings.
Mm-hmm.
His love and grace abound in everything we do. So God is doing a great thing in my life.
Amen. And, you know, one of the beautiful things that I'm seeing God do right now is, you know, last year was a hard year for me. I know sometimes we go through struggles.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, the struggles, sometimes we want to get our emotions. Yeah, it's on. Sometimes our emotions get rattled. But, you know, it's okay. We're human.
Yep.
But God looks at what we're going to do while we're going through it, because, you know, we've sown the word in us. He's sown this word. We receive that engrafted word. We quote it all the time. We hear it at church. And, you know, we sing the praise and worship songs of what we're going to do when we hit trials. And then when the trial hits, Moses is right there staring us in the face. Okay, what do you believe? What do you really believe? What are you going to do right now? What you going to do? And that's the reality of who we are. And God, you know, those times come to test us and show us who we are. God's not trying to embarrass us. But just like, you know, the song that we have coming up with MC Knight is going to be on our show tonight, he's there to lift us up. That song he's got called Lift Me Up. We're going to give you a tease before we bring him on the air tonight. But you join us on the Entertainment Studios radio show. I said shoe. And, you know, we are excited about what God is doing in our lives today. You know, we've gone through the stuff we went through yesterday to prepare us for where we are now. And, you know, God has given us testimonies and shown us his great mercies over all the things that we've gone through. And that's why I want to bring over here to introduce him to you. But also our special guest, none other than MC Nice. And we're going to bring him on to talk about his new project and what God is doing with him. This guy's phenomenal. Come on in. Get you one of your mics as well. Shut the door. And we got Tamika's going to sit in with us tonight, too. Look at this. God's bringing this thing together. And you want to turn your mic on and give me a signal here. And we're going to put a little bit of Lift Me Up. I'm going to tease you with that for just a few seconds. And we're going to turn it down and bring in MC Nice for you to hear what's been going on in his life. God bless you. Stay tuned. Hold on. We'll be right back with MC Nice.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today on bended knees, asking you to lift us up.
Lift me up,
yes.
From the pulpit to the door of the sun, to the floor, please, Lord. Lift me up, even though I'm in the days of my hands on raise, and I'm giving you praise.
With Satan, tries to relate, he's an odd man talking. I paint pictures with scriptures with a mixture that it hit the bitter. A transmitter for the gospel with that holy litter. Rah, sure raise up when the preacher's speaking, breaching your core with a holy water to give you healing. I never metaphor, times four, couldn't metaphor a score in my life to give you insight of my better or worse. My spiritual verses are miracles mixed with lyrical church, combined with the spiritual verse, get it? When God lit it, I outfitted my spirit and faith, then outspitted my testimony to those who relate. I face demons who stay gleaming, that stay scheming your values with a fortitude you never break even. My Christ life ignites under them bright lights, despite the fight of the flesh, but I'll be alright.
MC Nice, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
It's all good in the neighborhood. That's all I can say. Well, I do want to introduce you to Tamika. Tamika, say something.
Hey, MC
All right, how you doing?
I'm glad.
Do you hear pretty good?
I can, it sounds faint, but I'm in.
Okay. So what we want to do is also, we got Opie on the line and Tamika on the line, but our special guest tonight is MC Nice, and you heard a little bit of his song. We're not going to give you all of it. We want to hear what's been going on with you, MC Nice. Well, you know, God's been really blessing you. You know, are you coming back from the CHH and also the GHH crew? And so, and then also what's happening with you in the radio network and your new song that we got a little tease on. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, man, God is what's going on right now. He's been really, really moving in my life. You know, last time we talked, we were at the Stellars, and we were having a conversation on the red carpet at the Stellars. And ever since, you know, since then, I think then I have just released Glory to God featuring Fred Hammond. And and then like a few months after that, that song went number one on the Billboard charts, which spawned, you know, a chain of events where Fred was in the studio with Bishop, and Bishop heard the record we did together. And then me and Bishop Cortez Bond, who won Song of the Year last year at the Stellars with him and Jason Harrison, with You Deserve It, we decided we was going to do a record together. You know, and so we got that worked out through my man Von Zell, and we did the record together. And then, and so the initial plan was to put it out, you know, last year, but we wanted to hold off until the beginning of this year. And the beautiful thing about it is, last year I had started around September. We started the GH3 Radio God's House of Hip Hop on Dash, which has 10.1 million listeners, monthly listeners, right? And so we're the first ever Christian hip hop station in the history of the Stellars, because we got nominated to be nominated. So we started an all Christian hip hop station and gospel hip hop, and we actually pay royalties. So it's one of the first stations in the world to do that. And so we ended up having a nice, you know, run at the end of the year. And then come January, when we came off the first ever CHH gospel hip hop cruise, we found out we were nominated. And then I found out my album was nominated. So here we are a year later, and I got two nominations for the Stellars.
That is awesome. Yeah. You know what? We heard a lot of things. We did the show when right after they came back, you guys came back from the cruise. We had about 14, 15 people on the show, and I don't know if I don't think you were on the show, so we get you tonight. We want to know. You asked the question. You know what?
Let me ask you this question. See, the question of that night was eat a
guy for Harry
Burton.
I didn't hear that. What
kind of bird
was that?
Did you eat a Guy Fieri?
Did you eat a Guy Fieri? Did you eat a Guy Fieri burger?
Guy Fieri.
Nah, I don't even know what that is.
What is it
okay, you were on a cruise, right?
You breaking up.
Oh, breaking up. Yeah. Okay. Here, just a second. Let me give it to you. Let me give you this. Here, just take this. There you go.
All right. I can ask you now. Were you on the cruise, MC Nice?
Oh, yeah, I performed.
Okay. So did you eat at Guy Fieri's? The burgers that the line was all the way around the cruise ship.
Yeah,
did you go there?
Well, MC Nice don't eat beef, and they didn't have turkey or chicken. So, but I did have some of them Guy Fieri fries, and I did some portobello mushrooms on it with some tomatoes. So, yeah.
There you go. That's good. So I guess at what age did God call you to the ministry of gospel hip-hop?
He called me young, like 13. But at that time, Christian hip-hop wasn't being accepted. So I ended up going into the secular world, where I produced Tupac, Nas, I was Casey and Joe, Aaron Hall. So I did, you know, I went into the secular world, and was actually God. I think God was preparing me at that point to come back and try to hopefully revolutionize the Christian hip hop world.
Right, right. Wow, that is amazing. What would you tell artists that are coming in, especially young men and women that are coming into the gospel hip hop industry? What would you tell them, like one of the first things that they should do coming into the industry?
Well, the first thing to do is be rooted in the Word. That's the first
right.
thing. And then, you know, because when you are doing music ministry, you want to be able to, you know, the whole purpose of music ministry is to speak into people's lives, you know, and give
mm-hmm.
them song, you know, give them song and words that they could either reflect upon or help them grow or help them, you know, get over some things. And if you were giving them scripture, then you know, at the end of the day, they're into the Word. You're giving them words.
That's right.
You're giving them food. You know, and so for anybody coming in, that's the whole thing is, one, be rooted in scripture, and two, understand the genre in which you're getting into. So if you're getting into CHH, understand how that operates before you
mm-hmm.
even commit to making records, because you got to know how to move within it. Same with the,
right.
any artist that's in the rhythm and praise part. Then who's who, what's what, and how that works before you commit to doing those things, because once you understand it, you'll be able to navigate through it a lot easier.
Amen. I love that.
What impacted him? What impacted you? Thank you. I want to ask, what impacted you as far as your the crew?
What impacted you as far as the cruise was concerned? What was the major impact that you noticed on the cruise?
Well, the unique thing about it is that it was one. We all went in as strangers and came out as family, you know, and the unique thing about it is obviously I was one of the highlights on the cruise because it was brought to you by RWMS Group and GH3 Radio, God's House of Hip Hop, which is my radio station. and I was one of the presenters on there with those Baxters and Track Stars and Amy Bentley. And so what I found is that a lot of the artists that were there were engaged and in regards to getting that information. And there was a lot of information they didn't know that, you know, now we done educated them, is going to make them smarter musicians going forward.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And what did you think about the feel of the cruise? Being on a Carnival cruise ship, going across the waters internationally, and the impact that you made not only on the cruise ship but also when you guys got off the ship.
Yeah, the unique thing.
What did you notice about the people?
Well, the unique thing is that on the last day, Carnival opened up the show to the whole boat, and so a lot of people came in from the ship that had no knowledge of that we were actually on the ship, and thoroughly enjoyed themselves, and then ultimately went to Carnival and gave them feedback as such that Carnival now wants us back, you know. And so what we notice is that, you know, one, the people have fun, and then the artists have fun. So, a lot of these artists that was on the ship put out pictures. I think I'm going to start putting mine out hopefully in the next week or so. I've just been recovering from the Martin Luther King Parade I had to perform at in L.A., But when we got off the ship, a lot of people, you know, they were thoroughly happy about it.
That's pretty cool. Now, what we want to do, tell us about Lift Me Up and how that was recorded. I know you had Bishop Cortez Vaughn. Did you do some work with Fred Hammond on this as well? Or tell us about that on the other song.
No, we didn't work with Fred Hammond on that song. The unique thing about that song is Bishop was in L.A., and he was speaking at a church, and I found out he was in L.A., and we've been wanting to record, so I had Von Zell hit him up, and then Von Zell got back to me, and then I got back to Bishop, and I was like, yo, you want to do this song? And he was like, okay, well, we'll do the song. You know, this is completely different for him, you know what I'm saying? And so we ended up recording that song in its entirety in 4 hours.
Wow. Everybody, we want you to stay tuned. We want to play this for you right now. You might be curious. We're doing some technical things right here to make it sound good for our audience. We're going to play a little tip up right now with MC Nice. Good evening, everybody. We'll be right back.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today on bended knees, asking you to lift us up.
Lift me up.
Yes.
From the pulpit to the door of the sun.
With Satan, tries to relate, he's an odd man talking, I paint pictures with scriptures, with a mixture that it hit the bitter, a transmitter for the gospel, with that holy litter, rah, sure raise up when the preacher's speaking, breaching your core with a holy water to give you healing, I never metaphor, times four, couldn't metaphor a score in my life to give you insight of my better or worse, my spiritual verses are miracles mixed with lyrical church, combined with the spiritual verse, get it, when God lit it, I outfitted my spirit and faith, then outspitted my testimony to those who relate. I face demons who stay claiming that stay scheming your values with a fortitude you never break even. My Christ life ignites under them bright lights despite the fight of the flesh, but I'll be alright. My soul, my God talk, laced with growth. The fake won't hesitate to break your glow. Compromise your faith, it's just the way it goes. But my God, our God, we are worthy. Yes, Lord, you are my rock. Amen. And I will keep on serving till you open them up. Open them up.
My Savior, I take refuge in you. No way will I ever let the enemy shake up my faith. I believe.
Lift me.
I know y'all enjoyed that. Hey, MC, when you recorded your 7 bop to it, you know everybody else is bopping to it. Hey, Obi, give us a 7 bop over there.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, ain't okay, Tamika?
I'm still here.
Huh?
Let's see it
again, MC.
Yeah, I'm with that. I love that record because just how he broke out that, he put that little My Hallelujah and that whole Marvin Gaye type vibe.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was just like really, really dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. You know, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna give you another thing. The unique thing about that particular song is that we put out 5 versions. So that's five different versions of that one song that people are going to enjoy. Like, we went really hip-hop on one, we went really Southern on another, and then we went straight club on another.
You hit every area where it can be played.
Exactly.
Anywhere.
So any ethnicity can enjoy it their way.
Everybody. That's all
ages
can just enjoy it.
Yep, that's it. That's it. Tell us what, you know, tell us what's coming up next and what you've been doing that we haven't seen that's off the off your bio or off your radio network. What's unique to what's happening to you now that you're starting to see in your life, whether it's personal or professional in your music?
Well, something that's not on my bio that we're going to be announcing, like, nationally probably in a couple of months is GH3 Radio God's House of Hip Hop is doing the first ever 2020 Summer Fest, and it's going to be in Los Angeles, where we bring out about 70 to 80 Christian hip hop acts to perform 2 days in LA. It's going to be all family.
Yeah.
It's going to be open to the family, and it's going to be roughly about 50 or 60,000 people that come out and watch the performance and enjoy the festivities. So that's what's in the works right now.
You know, current events. Everybody say current events. Current events. Current events. Current events. Hey, we heard about James Ingram today. He passed away. Isn't that something, man? This guy, the crooner himself. Yeah, a Grammy Award soul legend, James Ingram, died at age 66. Too young.
Yeah.
Too young, man. This guy had earned up to 8 top 40 hits, man. What do you think? Give us did he impact your life in any way as far as your music? And or is it somebody you listened to growing up? Tell us about, you know, this.
Yeah, well, James Ingram was one of my mother's favorites. I only remember a few songs, but it wasn't like I was a James Ingram guy, but I respected what he did and his voice.
Yep.
Yes, he had a voice like no other.
Yes. So he basically told us he's younger than me. you're telling us you're younger than us. That was mama. So Uncle Mickey or Michael and A Tamika, that was our music.
That's cool.
That's because, you know. So Uncle Mickey and A Tamika.
I will be on your Facebook page later tonight.
That's funny. Hey, what do you want to tell our young people out there that's trying to do what you do? You know, Obi, me, and Tamika sitting here, you know, we try to encourage our younger generation that's coming up. It's your
generation,
and younger. What do you want to tell them in the midst of all this mess that we hear, the fake news stuff that we hear, the stuff with the shutdown? Brother, you got a story, because you always encourage people through your music, and we just want to hear what you have to say to encourage your audience.
Yeah, I want to just say, make music great again.
Hey!
Yeah,
I know that's right.
Make music great again, please. Yeah, you know, and that means, and then what I mean by that means go study the legends. See why they are the legends, and implement some of those things in what it is that you're doing, whether it be technique, whether it be vocal style or rapping style, but study the greats, because they're great for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so at the end of the day, if you implement some of those things, then you'll be a better musician. You'll be a better artist, entertainer, because, you know, there's a reason why people go and listen to the old school. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to be filled with something that they felt was full of substance. So go study the substance and implement that in your life.
See, he's an old soul.
Yeah.
Okay, you are an old soul. You might be younger than us.
You know what? That means you can't call us auntie and uncle anymore.
You're right there. Okay, you can move this back to Michael.
Yeah,
Mike.
Michael.
That's my brother right there.
Yeah.
And tell us you're nominated for a Stellar this year, too?
Two.
I'm nominated for two Stellar Awards.
Two Stellar Award nominations. Tell us about that. How do you feel about that?
What'd you say?
Oh, go ahead. I said, no, tell us about that and what you feel about that. I know there's going to be an elation going on right now.
I'm nominated for my album Praise, and I think that's, you know, that's important for me because, you know, the Stellars are the gospel Grammys, and so to be even recognized,
right,
you know, as an independent, you got to remember I came in on, I'm an independent label, and so to come in as an independent and to get the respect of the members from the first vote, because, you know, you got to get the members to buy in on the first one, so to get to the second ballot was triumphant in itself. So, you know, I'm humbled and grateful at that point that the members recognized that my record was great enough to be moved on to the second ballot, and now the fans voted and they voted me in the top four. So that alone is just success in itself. Now, with the second nomination is the radio station, God's House of Hip Hop on Dash Radio, being nominated for Independent Radio Station of the Year. Internet Radio Station of the Year. You know, we're the first ever in the history of the 34-year in the 34-year history of the Stellars to ever be nominated as a straight hip hop radio station. You know what I mean?
Right,
so to
right.
go through two
yeah.
rounds of fan voting, we went through two rounds. To be in the top five, I'm in the top four of two rounds as a Christian hip hop station. That alone is a win.
Wow! I love it. I'm gonna give it to you and let you talk to him a little bit. I'm gonna see if I can put up another song here just to let
okay.
you just chat a little bit with my brother.
Yeah. Oh, my brother.
Hey.
Because you know you can't call me Auntie.
You next him.
You can't call me Auntie.
Nah.
So. That old school sound. You said your mom grew up. Your mom. You know, your mom listened to people like James Ingram, maybe Billy Ocean. Did those artists during that time era of you growing up hearing that type of music? Did it impact your sound in any way?
No. But I'm gonna tell you what impacted my sound. People like George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, Roger Troutman. You can even go back as Jodeci to like Ready for the World. You know what I mean? Like all because they all had like just straight music. Even I can't think of the band right. It was on the tip of my tongue, but they sang the song Pretty Brown Eyes. You know, Mint Condition.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Mint Condition.
Yeah, Mint Condition. Like, you know what I'm saying? When they had real musicianship, you know, and me being an MC, that was my whole objective with the first album. I didn't think we were going to, you know, was going to do as well as we did with the first album, only because that was really meant to be an album for me. I did 14 songs in 2 days, right? And so I wasn't expecting that. But now on my new album, that's forthcoming, I'm planning to, you know, just bring it to musicianship. And that's why you see Bishop come in. We got the bridges and the breaks, and then the songs are all produced. And that was the whole goal, is to mimic that in which those, when music was produced and around the vocals, and you had the bridges, and, you know, it just was relative to, you know, everybody's life.
Right. And that's when music had that substance.
Yep.
Most definitely has that substance to it. So you are most definitely right. Wow, that to me, those are like groups of the 90s. So see,
yeah.
I don't know if you were 90s baby and all, but you know, that was
right.
When music was music, and you're right. People do tend to go back to that because they do want to hear something that's gonna invoke a memory.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
It's gonna invoke. You know, I remember where I was when that song was being played. You know,
yep.
So and that's gonna be, and that's the same with what God is doing with you. People are gonna remember where they were. You know,
yep.
when they listened to your album Praise. You know, when they listened to your song. And listened
yep.
up, they're gonna remember where they were because you're bringing substance. So
that's
thank
the whole
you.
Intent. Yeah. Yeah. Just the whole intent is to, you know, at least do my part. And then hopefully
right.
what that does is inspires another generation to go, hey, let's try what MC Nice is doing, you know, and then bring musicality back.
That's exactly right. That I'm truly. This is really good. So you have the two Stellar nominations coming. The Stellar nominations, and you're going headed to the Stellars. So after that,
Stellars,
next year you're going to be on the Carnival cruise. Because guess what? I'm going. We're going.
Yeah.
CFN Radio will be on the ship.
It's going to be another party because we had some fun.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we had some fun. It was funny when we all stayed up late one night watching the Denzel movie on the deck. We was all on the deck wrapped up like in like Eskimos watching the Denzel movie on the giant. I think it was like a 200-foot screen the Carnival have out there. It was dope.
Yes, they do. Movie night. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Movie night on the ship. Yeah, you have to have your blanket all wrapped up. But it was a free movie. You had wonderful company. You met nice people.
Oh, yeah, we was clowning. Yeah, all of us was clowning because it was right after Alabama Clemson. We had watched Clemson beat Alabama, and all these Alabama fans was upset. You know what I'm saying? And
so
then they played the movie. It was funny.
And you guys were in the middle of the water with no place to go.
Nope.
Okay, so let's go ahead. I want to play another one of your songs, and we're going to come back with Opie. He's got some questions for you because he's the business guru. He's going to ask you some business questions about, you know, some things that he wants to know of how you handle different things business-wise. So everybody stay tuned. I'm going to go ahead and play God's Bounce. Is that all right?
Oh,
that works for me.
Okay, and tell us how that song came about and how that's on your project as well. That's the extended version we got. We got the normal version and the extended version. So which one do you want?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the extended version, you're gonna have a party, so that's up to you. Yeah, I mean.
We like parties.
Yeah,
party.
Okay.
Hey,
with that party, so y'all better get ready.
Where'd that song come from, NC?
What'd you say?
Where'd that song come from? I mean, you know, did you write this?
Oh, I did.
Where'd it come from?
My rendition. It was my tribute to Roger Troutman.
Cool. Okay. Everybody get ready. We'll be right back, and you'll be Obi will be talking to MC Nice on the CFN radio dial. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. Woo!
Yeah, I said it. emotion. The enemy fighting to heighten the fear, inciting the blowback. But you gotta stay ready and heady for every action, you know that.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. How's it going? Your song is off the chain. Got me bouncing and jumping. And
that's awesome.
Okay, let me ask you this, okay? We see what happened to the New Edition group when they had other talent and couldn't convert it to money. And we saw the difference when P. Diddy came into the game and Jay-Z, and they were able to change talent to money. So coming back to the Christian world, how are you able to convert all this talent and God-given abilities and bring it to the business side of the world?
Well, unique thing about that is I'm one of the owners of an animated company, animation company, and what we do is we develop animated properties and put them in the marketplace. And so one, year before last, I put out a cartoon called The Jammies, and it was the first ever cartoon on Netflix. As an animated series, and then. Now here we are a year later. We're now no longer on Netflix. We're actually on five other situations. One of them is Comcast, Xfinity, Amazon Prime, Roku, Apple TV, and Hulu. And we're in discussions now to do a movie.
Woo! You got it going. That's good. You know that when the Lord gives you five talents and you turn it to 10, he's able to give you more. You know what I'm saying? When you're faithful in the small, he gives you the big ones. So that's good. That's good. That's good to know that there are Christian brothers that are having the business side of it. We enjoy that.
I definitely dive into the business. And we'll also get ready to add a Christian hip-hop cartoon called Amazing Grace that's going to be announced sometime this year.
Wow. Are we the first to hear about this? Or are you just announcing it now?
You're the second. So I think I meant to say that earlier.
That's great. Good stuff. This stuff. So, a lot of Christian programs on TV and on Netflix. That's good. That's good when you learn that in this present generation now.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
More of this. Well, my whole objective is to make the Christian hip hop lifestyle a lifestyle and not just a genre. So
okay, this is awesome, brother. I'm telling you, to hear this is I think it's it changes the industry and it changes. And I'm not saying game as in playing game, but it changes the game as far as what we're doing. We're creating new platforms, and brother, and I told you last time I talked to you, you're a trendsetter. That's what you do. You set those trends for us all. And, you know, it's setting a platform for younger generations out there to follow. So, brother, I will applaud you right now. Let me see if I can get my applause up. Just a second. Now, this might be a canned applause, but it's applause nonetheless.
Oh, man,
this is just for you. This is, here we go. Here we go. Just a second. We got to give it to you. Where's my applause at?
My grandbabies watch the Jammies on Netflix.
Woo! See there? You're impacting Tamika's grandchildren.
You are. You can call me auntie now. But you are impacting my grandchildren.
This is awesome.
Now, you know, this is,
you said,
this
what?
Is my side.
I didn't hear that last part. What about the Jammies?
I said, my granddaughters watch the Jammies, so you can call me auntie
now. Oh, now I can call you auntie. That's hilarious.
They stay on Netflix,
yeah,
and the Jammies is one of their shows. Yes, the Jammies is one of their shows.
I'll watch the novelist in the Jammies.
Who else is on there? Darius McCrary plays what character?
Yeah, Darius McCrary's on there. We have Kel Mitchell. We had Curtis Blow. We had Kim Whitley. We had James, the late, great James Avery. We had, it's a lot of people in that. Yo-Yo's in it. Alisa Reyes from the Proud Family's in it. Tyler Pratt is in it.
Oh, okay. So you got all. I mean, these are
big names.
These are huge names.
The late James Avery.
That's huge. Oh my, that's on the
field. Yeah, James Avery. Avery plays the butler. He plays the butler. Yeah, in episode. I think it's episode two. With the cello episode. Yeah, he plays the butler.
We need to have him back on the show. I'm gonna go watch the Jammies. I'm binge watching.
We're on Amazon Prime, Roku, Apple TV. Yeah, we're on Hulu. Yep.
Wow.
On Kida. I think it's Kid Genius TV.
That's my brother right there. That's my brother. Everybody can see that. Hey, ask somebody if you don't know. And I'm going to turn you down a bit. But I wanted to ask you, you know, I'm the personal side, get on the personal side. What scripture has God been dealing with you on? And I was, you know, Christians say dealing with you on. What has he been feeding you on? And you know, what has he been teaching you? You know, God gives you some deep lessons personally. And sometimes it can equate, because you're being broadcast on our network, it might be for somebody tonight that God has taken you through something just recently. Tell us, you know, what has God dealing with MC Nice about?
What does God say? The last part, what is God?
What is God dealing with you about personally that could probably help somebody else? You know, I told somebody my dream the other night was, and I don't mind sharing this either, my dream was I was on a boat, and it was transferring me from one boat to another boat, and because the boat I was on was sinking, and they had to put me on a raft, and I saw this big wave coming. So I said, well, let me help out. And I started trying to paddle and kick out with my feet, and I started going away from the direction I was going in. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, stop paddling, stop kicking, and let me direct you. And I got to where I was going without God, without my help. God got me there. Mm-hmm. So that's my big impact story. Sometimes God wants us to let him.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for me, it's you know, God's been working with me about just not paying attention to the naysayers, you know what I'm saying, and the hinderers. You know,
yes, sir.
Because what's happened is, you know, what I've done in this whole culture and genre, people are not used to. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
God brought me in it for a reason, and it was to educate his people and to let them know that it's, you know, there is a greater vision than the vision they see. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
to help,
right.
and to aid in that. And so what's happening is there's been pushback on that because some people don't want change because they like keeping our people back. You
mm-hmm,
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So God says to not
yep.
pay attention to them, I have a plan for you. Which is
that's
Jeremiah
right.
29:11. I had that plan for you. You stay steadfast. You hold tight to the faith. You hold tight to belief. Plan will come to fruition for you. So you just maintain the course. Don't worry about the naysayers.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it. Whew.
Amen.
So everybody heard tonight, whether on Facebook Live or production side of the camera, and also on our radio blog talk show, no matter what you're going through, you're going to get naysayers. You're going to get people
uh-huh.
that we call them haters today. But we call them haters. They don't care. I mean, even church folk can be haters. I mean, can I say that again?
Oh, yeah. But what I'm finding out is that they're the worst ones.
Yes. Jesus,
you get more
them.
Love from the secular. As a church dude, you get more love from the secular world than the church because the church got expectations of what you should and shouldn't do, when in all actuality, that's up to God, not you.
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying? You're supposed to help me in my walk, not
relationship. Exactly. It's all about that spiritual relationship that you have with the Father. It's not about the religion. It's not about what goes
right.
on behind those closed doors. It's about your spiritual walk with the Father and allowing him to lead you. And when you stay focused, and you speak those out.
Yep.
What did I say earlier about those positive words?
Yes.
Words are power.
Yes.
So when you a naysayer, that negative word that you're feeding into somebody's spirit is going to lie root somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-huh.
for those naysayers, you have got to watch what you say.
Come on.
Because it's going to come back on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Speak life.
Yep.
Speak life
yes,
into
yes.
the situation. If you don't agree with it, you say to God, be the glory, and I bless you. But don't speak anything negative because that word has my root and it holds power.
That's right.
So for you.
Hello?
Find your music. your especially Lift Me Up. Where can people find your music? Where can we locate you?
Right now, it's available on all digital platforms. You can go to iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, you know, Tidal, wherever you buy music or listen to music, it's available. There's 5 versions. You can buy 1 version, you can buy 2 versions, or heck, you can buy all 5, and I guarantee you're going to get a different experience with that. Now, if you want to check me out personally, you can go to my Twitter and Instagram, and that's EMCEENICELA. So it's MC Nice LA on Twitter and Instagram, and MC Nice Music on Facebook. And then you can just go to MCNice.com if you want to get anything else.
Awesome.
We enjoyed you, brother.
You're so going on my playlist.
Yeah.
I'm just
like,
you know.
Yep.
Woo.
I was having, like, we created some dances off your song. So, you know, Michael, we going in L.A.?
Yeah, we got to go there.
We got to go to L.A.
Yep,
yeah,
we got to go there.
Yeah, we'll show you the moves when we get there.
Yep. You probably outdance up. Can you dance MC Nice?
I think he will outdance us.
Oh,
I'm in a booth.
Well, yeah,
so he's really going to outdance
me. Oh, yeah. Well, ever since I put on some weight, though, you know, because I played football, but I used to be a break dancer. Yep.
You know what? I'm not going to stand up, mister. I'll give you a weight. You can dance. You can dance.
I can.
You can pop lock
just a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm in Cali, so you know I got the mean two-step now.
Oh, you doing the two-step?
Yeah, I'll have to tell you.
I'm gonna have to talk to you about that later off camera. Okay, fine. I'll mention it right now. This is just a quick snap, okay? On myself, so I'm laughing at myself. I took classes.
Okay.
You know, my sister, she dances with a group here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I took a class.
Oh.
I passed out. I passed out.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All those turns.
Yeah.
I don't see how y'all do with this.
I don't do nothing that turns. It's just 1, 2, that I'm good. 1, 2, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Well, Facebook, we know where to go and get his music. We can get it on all the digital retail stores. And you can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter. And you have an Instagram, too?
Yeah, MC Nice LA. That's EMCEENICELA.
All right, you guys. Hey, we are truly looking forward to hearing more from you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Any shout out?
You want to give a shout out to anyone?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the label, Gypsy City Music, Shiny G in the building, my man VZ, and all those that support, whether it be Tony Factory to CSP Music Group, my man BJ Luster. I appreciate all the support, man. Real talk.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I just want to say to you, as always, you're always welcome to our platform. You're always welcome to anything that we're doing with CFM Studios, whether it's TV or radio. Whenever you in Dallas, you got to come and see us because we want you in the
place. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I would have been, had I known earlier when I did the Fred Hammond record, I would have hit y'all up.
Oh, I wish I had known. But, hey, but you know what? It's all good. Yeah, I know he's coming back, but you got to bring him to the new studio so we can take him to one of the you get 2 studio choices. I would choose the white one, though,
yeah.
And have the big kingly chairs in there, and we're going to do an interview with you live right there.
Okay, that works.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Of course, thank you, MC Nice, for calling in to be a part of this broadcast. The next time is going to be live right here in our studios here in Dallas, Texas, and all of our Dallas, Texas, and also around the world fans and listeners, thank you for tuning in and making this broadcast what it is all over the
thanks
world.
Thanks for having me. See y'all at the Stellars.
Oh, yeah, we'll see you at the Stellars. We're definitely going to be there. That's next month. Well, almost next month. It's in March, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you there, my brother.
Man.
All right. Blessings on you.
All right, take it easy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.